preparing, Lord, and praying into what you want to say tonight, Lord. And I thank you for his heart after you. And I just pray that his words would be anointed by your Spirit. In Jesus' name, amen.
I'm really delighted to be able to talk to you this evening. This is our third movie night. The movie nights are quite exciting because basically it's like normal church but with popcorn. So looking forward to it. Tonight we're looking at what it means not to conform but to be transformed by the renewing of your mind. We're going to use the film The Incredibles to demonstrate this. The Incredibles was one of my favourite childhood films. I think I must have watched it 15, 20 times because I loved it so much. And so I think it's quite a good, it's a good demonstration of a family of superheroes who are told not to use their powers. And they really struggle to conform to the patterns of this world as they don't use their powers. But then, as the film progresses and they are forced to use their powers, they are transformed and their relationships change. Before we get stuck into the film, I'd like you to turn to Romans 12 in the Bibles. Verses 1 and 2 say, "Therefore I urge you, brothers and sisters, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and pleasing to God. This is your true and proper worship. Do not conform any longer to the patterns of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, his good, pleasing, and perfect will." I'm just going to pray, and then we will watch the first of our evening's clips, which shows the family struggling to conform. Father, we just want you to turn up this evening. We want to ask that you will fall afresh on us, and you will inspire us, and we will be changed people, Father God. Amen.
I appreciate you coming down here, Mrs. Parr.
What's this about? Has Dash done something wrong?
He's a disruptive influence, and he openly mocks me in front of the class.
Jesus.
Look, I know it's you. He puts thumbtacks on my stool.
You saw him do this?
Well, not really. No, actually not.
Oh, then how do you know it was him?
I hit a camera. Yeah, and this time I've got him. See? You see?
Well, you don't see it?
He moves! Right there! Wait! Right there! Right as I'm sitting down!
I don't know how he does it. But there's no tack on my stool before he moves, and after he moves, there's a tack!
Coincidence? I think not!
Bernie...
Don't Bernie me! This little rat is guilty!
You and your son can go now, Mrs. Parr. I'm sorry for the trouble.
You're letting him go again? He's guilty! You can see it on his smug little face! Guilty! I say guilty! 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 No!
Dash, this is the third time this year you've been sent to the office. We need to find a better outlet, a more constructive outlet.
Maybe I could, if you'd let me go out for sports.
Honey, you know why we can't do that.
I promise I'll slow up. I'll only be the best by a tiny bit.
Dashiell Robert Parr, you are an incredibly competitive boy and a bit of a show-off. The last thing you need is temptation.
You always say, do your best, but you don't really mean it. Why can't I do the best that I can do?
Right now, honey, the world just wants us to fit in, and to fit in, we just gotta be like everybody else.
But Dad always said our powers were nothing to be ashamed of. Our powers made us special.
Everyone's special, Dash.
Which is another way of saying no one is.
Hey, Tony. Hey, Tony. Can I
carry you, please? It's kind of funny. Hey, Tony. You play
football.
He looked
at me.
Come on, Violet!
my way in. Oh, great.
Making weird faces again.
No, I'm not.
You make weird faces, honey.
You have to read at the table.
Yeah.
Smaller bites, Dash. Yikes. Bob, could you help the carnivore cut his meat?
Ow.
Dash, you have something you want to tell your father about school?
Well, we dissected a frog.
Dash got sent to the office again.
Good. Good.
No, Bob, that's bad.
What?
Dash got sent to the office again.
What? What for?
Nothing.
He put a tack on the teacher's chair during class.
Nobody saw me. You could barely see it on the tape.
They caught you on tape and you still got away with it? Whoa. You must have been booking. How fast do you think you were going?
We are not encouraging this.
I'm not encouraging. I'm just asking how fast you...
Honey!
Right. First the car, now I gotta pay to fix the tape.
The car? What happened to the car?
Here, I'm getting a new plate.
So, how about you, Vi? How was school?
Nothing to report.
You've hardly touched your food.
I'm not hungry for meatloaf.
Well, it is leftover night. We have steak, pasta. What are you hungry for?
Tony Ridinger.
Shut up.
Well, you are.
I said shut up, you little insect.
Well, she is.
Do not shout at the table. Honey?
Kids, listen to your mother.
She'd eat if we were having Tony loaf.
That's it!
Hey. Ah. Stop it!
Simon J. Palladino, longtime advocate of superhero rights, is missing. Gazer beam.
Bob, it's time to engage! Do something! Don't just stand there! I need you to intervene!
You want me to intervene? Okay, I'm intervening! I'm intervening!
Sister Violet, let go of your brother!
No.
Get the door!
Hey, Speedo. Hey, Helen.
Hey,
Bob. Jack, Jack.
Ice of you to drop by.
Never heard that one.
I've always really liked that clip. I think it shows a family who are different trying to live the same lives as everyone else. And you can see there, it just doesn't really work. Dash, without anywhere to do any sport, becomes a real troublemaker. Violet's so insecure she has to become invisible. And Bob is so big that he doesn't fit inside a car. The family are attempting to conform, but it's not a good lifestyle. Like those superheroes, we are designed for something better. And yet, many of us try to conform. I want to ask you a question. Who knows better, the world or God? The one who is by his nature good or you? Too often, we spend our lives thinking that the answer is that we know better and that what everyone is doing is right. But that means in doing this, we reject the values of the one who created us. That means that we have the arrogance to think that we know how to live our lives better than the one who created us. Do not conform any longer to the patterns of this world. Consider a life where you conform. You'd never cause anyone offense, apart from the one who created you. If we live lives of conformity, we offend God. Why is that? Because by living lives of conformity, we say to God, your plan for me is not the one I want to follow. I don't believe you're good, and I don't trust you. He wants you to live life to the full. He doesn't want you to live life like Violet, just trying to fit in, full of insecurities and worries about what others think. He wants you to live a life full of confidence, secure in the knowledge of who you are in him and who you were made to be. He loves you so much, and that is why he is offended when you reject him. Now, I'm not saying I'm perfect. I too often I just get racked with worries and anxieties and worry about what other people think I look like or whatever. But my prayer for all of us is that we can live lives which are transformed and do not conform. One of the themes which runs through the film is the transformation of the girl, Violet, who went invisible there. And she starts the film really quite insecure and ends it as a valiant superhero who saves the day. This scene we're about to watch now is a clip where she grasps the power within her and is transformed.
In jungle?
You keep trying to pick a fight, but I'm still just happy you're alive.
I know you're there, little Miss Disappear. You can't hide from me. There you are.
Don't touch my sister! How are you doing that?
I don't know!
Where are you, dude?
Uniforms?
Oh no. Elastigirl?
You
married Elastigirl?
And got
busy! It's a whole family of supers! Looks like I've hit the jackpot! Oh, this is just too good!
The ship's unique design suggests
that there were no fatalities.
Huh? Oh, come on! You gotta admit this is cool! Just like a movie! The robot will emerge dramatically, do some damage, throngs of screaming people, and just when all hope is lost, Syndrome will save the day! I'll be a bigger hero than you ever were.
You mean you killed off real heroes so that you could pretend to be one?
Oh, I'm real. Real enough to defeat you! And I did it without your precious gifts, your oh-so-special powers. I'll give them heroics. I'll give them the most spectacular heroics anyone's ever seen. And when I'm old and I've had my fun, I'll sell my inventions so that everyone can be superheroes. Everyone can be super. And when everyone's super, no one will be.
Thank you.
my fault. I've been a lousy father, blind to what I have, so obsessed with being undervalued that I undervalued all of you.
Dad?
Shh, don't interrupt.
So caught up in the past that you are my greatest adventure, and I almost missed it. I swear, I'm going to get us out of this safely.
Well, I think...
In that clip, Violet went from being a girl who hides to the one who just took the initiative and saved the family from their problems. She was transformed, but she's not the only one who can be transformed. Romans 12 says we can be transformed by the renewing of our minds. An obvious question now is, what's that look like? I think the renewing of the mind is about putting the right things in our heads. It's about our mindset. 2 Corinthians 10 says that you can take captive your thoughts. And it is clear here that we can control what we think. I believe our thoughts need to dwell on two things. The first is we need to know our true identity. We need to discover who we are in Christ. The clips show Violet finding out who she was meant to be, and we were called to do the same thing. Jesus knows you. He has created you, and you are gifted. Every single person here is fearfully and wonderfully made. A short way into Romans 12, in verse 6, it talks of the different gifts we all have, and each person is gifted. Find out the person the Lord has created you to be. How do you do that? You can pray. You can ask him about it and ask other people to pray for you. One thing we've done in our family is we try every term to pray for each other and ask how the Lord sees us. And I found it so encouraging the way there have been times we've been prayed for and a couple of people have had the same thing or the same word that someone else has given me has come up again. And it just really affirms who you are in Christ. And each one of you is precious to him and loved by him. And he wants to say that to you now. The thing is, I believe when we know who we are in Christ, we are transformed. Why is that? Because when you discover who you are made to be in Jesus, you have a purpose. This purpose empowers you to live life in all its fullness, not in conformity with the world. Say, for instance, you're an encourager. When you know you are someone who is called to speak words of life and encouragement into people's lives, you stop conforming to the patterns of this world and being cynical and negative. Say you know you're an evangelist. When you bring the good news to people, you will stop conforming to the patterns of this world and being ashamed of the gospel. Say you know you're a leader. You're called to influence people's lives, and so you will take the initiative. You will stop conforming, and you will stop allowing people who are not Christians dictate everything in our society. When you know who you are in Christ, you will be transformed. Violet's transformation, however, I don't think was just about self-discovery. It was also about her discovering the power that she had within her. The second way we renew our minds is by dwelling on and choosing to put at the forefront of our minds the character of our Father in heaven. When you discover the true magnitude of who it is that lives within you, you will be changed. 1 Corinthians 3 verse 16 says that your body is a temple. And I'm not sure we all get what that really means. Consider for a minute how the temple is depicted in the Old Testament. The Holy of Holies was the place where God dwelled. People were only to enter here once a year. And the high priest who entered walked in with a rope around his leg so that if he died when faced with the glory of God, he could be pulled out. The thing is, that glorious God lives in you. That glorious God who created the whole world lives in you. that glorious God who defeated death and sin so that we might have relationship with him lives in you. When we know that we have the living God living inside each one of us, how can we conform to the patterns of this world? When we know the raw power of the one who chose to make his dwelling within us, how can we not be transformed? The renewing of the mind is about knowing who we are in Christ and knowing who he is in us. Fix your eyes upon Jesus and you will be transformed. Fix your eyes upon him and your life will not be the same. What does Scripture say a transformed life looks like? Because some of you may be sitting here going, I don't really want to be transformed. I'm quite enjoying conforming. Let's look for a minute at what Paul says that the fruits in our lives should be. In Galatians 5, he says that the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, forbearance, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, and self-control. When we fix our eyes upon Jesus, we cannot help being transformed into his likeness. We will be changed to look more like him, and we will start to take on these characteristics, bearing the fruit mentioned in Galatians. When I hear the fruit of the Spirit, I know that I want to be transformed. A life of joy, take that. A life of peace, yes please. Life of goodness, yep. The Christian life is amazing. It is a life of freedom. It is a life where fear is not an option, and it is a life of joy. In this, the final clip we're going to watch, we see the transformation that this family took, and they went from being miserable to loving it, even in the midst of all the battles. And my prayer is that we will, even in the midst of the battle, love it, because it's amazing.
I think Dad has made some
heroes. What could happen?
remote? A remote that controls what? The robot?
Stop it. The only thing hard enough to penetrate it is itself.
It's getting closer!
It doesn't work!
Kids! No,
that's
this
not doing anything!
Lucius, try to buy us some time!
Try the one next to it!
John 1 2 writes of us overcoming the evil one. And when we are transformed and grasp the power within us, we do overcome the evil one. We will stop conforming, but we will live in the fullness of everything he has for us. I'm just going to pray, and then I think hand you back to Will. Father, we just want to invite you now to reveal to us your glory. We want to ask, Father, you will show us how big you really are. And I want to thank you, Father, that you call us into the most amazing way of living. And I want to pray that we will start to live in the fullness of that from today. Amen.